It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
103.9985 MyPigRadio.com, the My Pig Radio Morning Show with John, Anna, and friends, and James from the United Blood Service. LifeShare
Blood Center. Blood Center.
See, I've been around so long.
Exactly.
That I call it the old thing.
Well, you're kicking old school over here.
Yeah, we are right. Classic.
We are classic.
Classic country. Yeah. And anyway, it is LifeShare Blood Center, which is located right next door to us. We're at 1323 College Drive. What's y'all's address?
Next to y'all.
Oh, my gosh.
We're 13 steps so away.
I knew I'd catch him on that one. He is right next door to 1323.
It's almost like my phone number. I call it so much, I don't even know it.
Really? Absolutely. Yeah. What's your phone number?
Let me look.
I don't really know. But anyway, LifeShare Blood Center, which is always in need of blood donations, but certain times are more critical than others. And obviously, everybody's been sheltering in place and all that kind of stuff. It's been going on for several months now. So I'm sure, without a doubt, that the blood donations did suffer some, but y'all are working your way out of it, and you're working hard.
Oh, we're working hard. Yes, we are. Absolutely. And, you know, with the whole COVID thing, yes, it did.
Hurt everything.
It hurt everybody. Right. Absolutely, hands down. In May, you know, they opened up more of the elective surgeries and things of that nature. So it's hurt even more because people are still sheltering in place and things aren't quite back to normal.
Yes.
And people aren't getting out as often because they're not as comfortable, especially, you know, coming on a bus.
Yeah.
Right.
To donate.
But the bus, they're running the transit lines in Texarkana, so people are getting on the buses that way.
Right.
Your bus, y'all are doing everything. It's safe to get on it. Tell us some of that, what you're doing.
Well,
to
what
make
we're
sure
doing, you know, we're following, you know, CDC guidelines, of course. We're doing the social distancing, trying to keep everybody at 6 foot or more or donating. We're allowing how many people come on the bus at one time. So there may be just a little bit of wait, but it's not long. Of course, everything is being disinfected, sanitized.
Even more, though.
Even more so than normal. And before, everything was great, but now more so. Even right down to the hand things on the bus to open them up.
Well, that's going to be cleaner than going to your local grocery store or whatever.
Hands down. Employees are in, you know, face mask shields, things of that nature.
Yeah.
So, you know, we personally feel like it's safe.
Yeah, so that should not be an issue when it comes to that should not be an issue because they're doing the right things. It's safe to go do that. And like I said, it's probably safer than wandering in just any store anyway. You're having a blood drive today, are you?
We are. We are going to be set up at a Miller Buoy Supply at 1007 West 3rd Street in Texarkana.
Downtown Texarkana.
I don't know if I'd really classify that as downtown, but it's kind of
it's close
downtownish.
Enough. Down in downtownish.
Downtownish.
On your way to downtown.
Exactly.
It's kind of in the heart of the city, as they
exactly.
say.
Exactly. We'll be there from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And this is their first time to host a blood drive, so we want to give a big thanks to Heather Parker down there for allowing us to come and setting up.
I love Miller Buoy Farmers, and they've been around for a long time. And I told you guys earlier that when the COVID hit and we had the irrational buying of bottled water and toilet paper and all that, I found bottled water that was very nicely priced. I'll put it that way.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah. Very good price on it. I found it at Miller Buoy when we were in the height of it. I can't find any water anywhere.
And
they had it. I assume they still have it today, but they had it. And that's great. So, you know, you think Miller Buoy, Farmers, but they've got a lot more than
they've
what you
think.
They've
got a lot more. They've got tons of stuff down. Mm-hmm. I can actually, you know, their store is not all that big, but I can actually, you know, walk around for an hour or so just looking at everything.
It's a great place.
It is a great place.
They did come through in my time of need, that's for sure. But anyway, Miller Buoy Farmers is the place to go today, 9 to 2. And once again, that's 1007 West 3rd Street in Texarkana, Texas. And that is near downtown, as we mentioned,
downtown.
Railroad tracks. If you find your way down there, you'll find it. It's a nice place. It's been there a long time. But that's not all you're doing this week. You got one going tomorrow.
Got one going tomorrow, which is Tuesday, May the 19th, 11 to 3 at Lowe's. It's next to one of the big box stores here in Walmart. But everybody knows where Lowe's is.
Yeah.
501 Walton.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be there in the back parking lot.
Mm.
Now, the reason we're going to be kind of in the back parking lot is everybody knows the chaos that goes on in front of these stores.
So, well, yeah.
We don't want to add to the chaos. So they have been gracious enough to let us set up there, but kind of in the back parking lot. So look for us kind of in the back.
Okay. Yep. Sounds good. That'll be going on tomorrow from 11 until 3. And then on Thursday, you've got yet another one. And this one's going to be in the great city of New Boston.
The big metropolis of New Boston.
Absolutely.
Is always very, very gracious with us, letting us, you know, pretty well come when we please. We'll be at the Walmart in New Boston from 1 to 6 on Thursday, May 21st.
All right. And you said the guys over there in New Boston are great
to
work with.
They are awesome. We love those guys.
And, of course, you can always go to the LifeShare Blood Center, which is located on Summerhill Road.
4020 Summerhill in Summerhill Square. If you don't have time to make one of our little mobile drives, you can stop by there anytime, and they will be more than happy to take your blood.
And what is the normal hours for the Summerhill Square location?
They're basically 8 to 4-ish, 5-ish.
Okay.
Kind of normal business
hours. All right. Sounds good. 103.985 MyPigRadio.com, the My Pig Radio Morning Show with John, Anna, and friends. And this is the normal news time, but we're going to give the news to James at the LifeShare Blood Center. I got it right this time. I didn't go back into the way past. But anyway, we were talking about the blood drives you got going on and how important they are. Talk a little bit about what a pint of blood can do.
A pint of blood can save 3 lives. You know, a lot of people don't realize that. Just that one 20 minutes out of your day can save 3 lives. So, you know, really put that in perspective.
Yeah, I mean, that's not a lot of blood to save 3 lives, no. 3 precious lives.
Exactly. You know, and everybody's in a hurry. Everybody's busy. So, you know, if you see me or one of my counterparts, one of the other account managers at one of these blood drives, and we're like, hey, you doing all right today? You know, if you got some time, we'd love for you to donate. Think about it. We're all busy.
Yeah.
20 minutes, save 3 lives. Not only are you saving 3 lives, but think of how many lives you were touching and affecting. You know, if that's 3 lives, they've all got family, they've all got friends.
Yeah.
And think about it, you could be walking around at these different people and you could have saved their life.
Right. That's true. Yeah. And you'll give them a snack and a free t-shirt and things like that for just doing it.
Just for doing it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. It's an easy process. It's easy in, easy out, totally safe, great snacks, great water that we may have got at Miller Buoy. Who knows?
you never know.
You never know. And of course, we're always doing like really, really cool shirts.
Right.
True. I've got a number of those through the years, and they are cool shirts. 16, if you're a 16-year-old, you got to have a guardian with you, but then after that.
Basically, yeah. If you're 16, you've got to have a parental consent. Now, that's a consent form you can have filled out and bring with you.
Right.
Okay.
So, consent form.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So at 16, but at 17, just come on and we'll take care of you. Now, and everybody needs to bring an ID.
Good. Yeah.
Photo ID.
Photo ID.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Yeah, not the library card.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Wherever you go is to bring that photo ID. But once you turn 17, you don't have to have parental consent after that. One out of, you say 56 or 7 days?
It's a 56 days for a single unit. For what we call a double, it's a 112 days. But it flies by really quick. If you are not sure when the last time you gave, if you see us somewhere, if you're curious, if you've lost track of time, just stop and say, hey, when's the last time I gave? And we can look that up for you on the spot.
Do you have people that are diehard regular givers?
Oh, absolutely.
No.
We have people that, I mean, they'll call us, hey, I'm 56 days today. I want to come to a mobile blood drive.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people like the mobiles as opposed to the center, and some people like center as opposed to the mobile.
Uh-huh.
It's just it differs, but we have a huge following of normal donors, and we have a lot of people that are, you know, low in iron, and you know, you have to be a certain level to donate. But I've seen this lady 4 different times at my drives. She shows up in the certain area every time. Hey, I want to try to give today. She'll take her time, go on the bus to check her iron. But she is a diehard. She wants to give. And one day, it's going to happen for her.
She's my hero.
Yeah, I hope so.
Absolutely. And I'm like, you know, you make it a point to grab your way to do this.
Yeah, thank you.
God bless you.
Well, that's wonderful. Somebody wants to give that badly, and that's great.
Yeah.
And you, I was asking you earlier on the video, I believe it was, because I'm not a blood expert, obviously. I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express, but I'm not.
Play one on the radio.
Yeah, play one on the radio. But all blood's important, obviously. But what are some of the least common blood types that, you love to get those donated?
Well, you know, really, your AB, that is your rarest. And then, of course, you know, we love O negative. We love it all, but, you know, your AB and your O's are probably your rarest bloods.
Let's say somebody goes, I don't know. I don't know what my blood type is.
Well,
y'all determine that pretty quickly?
We can determine that when you donate, absolutely.
And not everybody knows.
And then we'll give you a little card that says what you are.
Right. Yeah,
if you ever wondered.
Come get a question answered and save three lives.
And then you'll know from then on, you know, exactly what your blood type
is.
John, Anna, and friends, James from LifeShare Blood Center is here with us this morning, and he's been talking about the blood drives they got going on this week. And Anna, if you'll get him to run that down one more time, exactly what's going on this week, I'll find our little game to play.
So today, where's the blood drive?
Miller Buoy Supply on West 3rd. Most everybody knows what that is. We'll be there from 9 to 2.
All right. And then there's, like, all week we're lined up. So tomorrow?
Tomorrow, Tuesday, May the 19th, 11 to 3 at Lowe's.
Behind in Texarkana. Right?
Yeah, in the kind of the back parking lot.
Right,
of Lowe's.
Right. Not in the crazy.
I guess it'd be kind of the front parking lot.
Mm-hmm. Way out away
yeah,
from
way
that.
Out away yeah, from the
I gotcha.
There yes. we go. And then another one in New Boston?
In New Boston on Thursday, May 21st, 1 to 6 at Walmart.
Fantastic.
All right. Sounds
and
good.
And if somebody didn't make it and they just want to donate, where do they go?
4020 Summerhill Road here in Texarkana and Summerhill Square. It's our standalone donation center, LifeShare Blood Center.
That's all done and said, and I found our game. So you guys ready to play?
I am.
Today it's yes or BS.
Oh, this will be a good
Barbara
one.
Barbara Streisand, as I call it. It's something, a statement. It's either made up or it's actual fact, and you guys have to determine what that's going to be.
Oh, he's even going to keep score.
You got a pen?
Do you need me to run and get you a pen?
Run and get me a pen real quick, because I am going to keep score. Official right. today, because
we what's the winner get?
A pig t-shirt.
All right.
Like you need another one. Do you have one?
I actually don't have one.
Well, you need one.
I do need
one. We'll get you hooked up with one before you leave. Anna, he wants a pig t-shirt before you leave state, and we may give it to him even if he loses.
You know, I actually have a pig t-shirt signed by Willie Nelson and his daughter.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry. If I tried to find
it's
all
a variety of strange pens she brought.
It's kept in a nice little plastic bag.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Here we go. And y'all don't look at the answers over here.
Okay.
Because that would be quite cheating, Anna. Don't cheat. Coca-Cola's symbol on the stock market, you know, they all have symbols.
Right.
Is K-O. Capital K, capital O.
Sounds stupid enough to be real.
Anna says it's real. James says.
I'm going to say. What's the no answer?
A BS.
BS.
James says BS. Well, unfortunately, Anna got that one. Anna got that one. It actually
I'm going to give her a comfortable lead before
I
overtake her.
Oh, I see
her.
How you're playing this out.
It actually is yes, that's the answer. Okay. All right, let's see. Jell-O. We all love Jell-O. It was created in 1950. Is that yes or BS?
I'm going to go with yeah. Yes.
Anna says it's yes. It was created in 1950. James says.
I won't say BS. I think it was created before that.
Well, James is actually correct.
Yay.
It was created much before that, 1897.
That's what I was thinking.
Wow. So we're tied up one apiece as we roll along here. This is great for our listeners because we play both of these guys. Before becoming a huge country music artist, Tim McGraw worked as a sporting goods employee and as a manager of a cowboy boot store. Is that yes or BS?
You can go first.
Tim McGraw, sporting goods employee and manager of a cowboy boot store before becoming a country music
star. I'm going to be honest, I don't know a whole lot about Tim McGraw.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to say BS.
All right. James says BS.
I'm going to go with yeah.
You
I
say. You say yes?
It's plausible.
Well, it is plausible, but James is correct. It's BS, but there was a big country star that did do that, and that is Garth Brooks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I didn't know that about Garth Brooks. So
no,
I didn't know that either.
James has a 2-1 lead as we,
here we go.
Continue on there. The Pilgrims were the first people to eat spinach. Is that yes or made up? Pilgrims,
well,
spinach.
Spinach is bad, but I'd say no, they were other people ate spinach first.
Anna says BS. James says.
I'm going to say BS.
And both of you are correct.
Yay.
It was the Persians or over there in the Iran area. Persians.
That's what I was thinking, John.
So.
Yeah, that was my thought, too.
So, yeah, y'all got it. James is ahead 3-2. We'll do two more,
all right.
Then we'll wrap it up. Now, let's see what I want to do on this one. How about this one? New York City was the capital of the United States until 1810. Is that yes or BS? And
well,
listen to the whole thing. New York City was the capital of the United States until 1810.
BS.
Y'all did that because I said listen to the whole thing.
Yep.
It is BS only because they were the capital, but it was until 1790.
For real?
So this is the last question. Either James is going to win or you guys are going to tie.
Okay.
We can do it, Anna.
We're going to
Joe Namath, who was a famous football player back in the 70s, once said, quote, all pro athletes are bilingual. They speak English and profanity. Is that yes or BS?
That's yes.
I'd say
James says yes.
Yep.
Anna says?
Yeah, let's go with yes.
Unfortunately, you're both wrong on that one. It was BS. Gordie Howe, the famous hockey player.
Oh, Gordie Howe. We
said
love
that.
Him.
Ah, there you
so
go.
James wins 4-3.
Yay! You get a t-shirt.
He gets a big t-shirt. Congratulations.
Uncaffeinated.
And don't forget, check out LifeShare Blood Center. Help them out whether you go to one of the Blood Center donations, mobile or at their location on Summerhill Square. Thanks for coming in.
I appreciate y'all. Thanks
all
so
right.
much.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.